You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Good morning, peeps, and welcome to Woke AF Daily with me, your girl, Danielle Moody, recording from the home bunker. Folks, I'm very excited about today's interview with Crystal Littlejohn. She is the Associate Professor of Sociology at the University of Oregon and author of Just Get on the Pill, The Uneven Burden of Reproductive Politics, and is the author of a new book, Fighting Mad, Resisting the End of Roe v. Wade, that just hit stands this month. You know, what is extraordinary about the times that we are living in? And I mean, there are so many things that are extraordinary, that are uniquely absurd and obscene. And one of them is the war on women, right? And we've heard that phrase before. And when I say women, I mean all women. I mean people with uteruses. There is and has been, since the founding of this country, the desire to control women, whether that be to deny them access to the ballot, to deny them employment, to subjugate them as nothing more than cleaning, cooking, and staff in a man's household, if you are in a heterosexual relationship, because that is what, prior to women being able to access their own financial wealth, Visa credit cards and loans, which didn't happen, folks, until the 1970s, right? Like, you know, you have people in your family who were probably born at a time when women could not get credit cards without their husbands or their fathers, right? That did not happen in this country until after 1974. And so when we see this renewed push to criminalize a uterus, right, to give women absolutely no control over their futures, this is the world that Republicans want women to go back to, where there was a permission structure. You had to ask permission from the men in your life, right, in order to make any type of move at all. You know, we have the audacity to look at some Middle Eastern countries and look at their treatment of women and say, oh my God, no one would ever force me to wear a hijab or a veil or this, that, and the other thing. And I'm just like, you didn't have power until 1974. And right now, in a majority of states in this country, women don't have power. I mean, the stories that are coming out of places like Louisiana, right? Places like Alabama, are horrific stories of women being forced to miscarry, women being forced into cesarean sections, you know, because of doctors that are unwilling to take the risk of caring for them because they don't want to end up in jail. So the way that our society and the way that Republicans are trying to set up our society is backwards. It is dangerous. It is patriarchal. It is beyond oppressive. And I pray, folks, that the more than half of this country, right, will stand up come November and say no to the Republicans up and down the ballot. And so my conversation today with Crystal Littlejohn is about what is happening right now, how women and people with uteruses are fighting back. The situation feels so incredibly bleak, but we have to find hope and fire someplace. Because they're not going to stop, right? We thought that it was, oh, well, it'll just be abortion. No, now it's IVF. Next up, it is birth control. Because if you can control a woman's uterus, you can control her future. You can force her out of the workplace. We saw what happened during the height of COVID. 2 million women. 2 million women left the workforce. Because they had to now be a full-time teacher to their small children. Men didn't leave the workforce. And I don't know how many of those women were able to return. But it goes to show you just how fragile the victories are that we have won and what it's going to require in the future. Right? If we are to ever get this right back in my lifetime, what it will mean to solidify it so that it can never be taken away again. My conversation with Crystal Littlejohn is coming up next. Folks, I am very excited to welcome to Woke AF Daily, Associate Professor of Sociology at the University of Oregon, author of Just Get on the Pill, The Uneven Burden of Reproductive Politics, and the new book, Fighting Mad, Resisting the End of Roe v. Wade. Excited to have Crystal Littlejohn join us. Crystal, reproductive rights is something that I feel like I have been talking about, if not every day, every week, since the overturning of Roe v. Wade in 2021. It is an issue that I think that many people just assumed was going to just be there. Access to abortion was just going to be there. It was quote unquote precedent, as all of the justices that came in, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett come in and they say, oh no, you know, we uphold precedent. Fingers crossed behind their back. They overturned Roe v. Wade, and now what is present is in America, I don't even want to call it a patchwork of protections, as I have done many times before, is a dystopian America. So please talk to us about your book, Fighting Mad, and why it's so important for it to be out right now in this moment.
Yeah, we wrote this book for exactly the reasons that you're talking about, right? We wanted to edit a collection that would show what people on the ground are doing to protect abortion access in the midst of attacks from every different angle that we can imagine. And to really show that even as people are having to confront lack of abortion access today, they also had to confront lack of abortion access before Roe v. Wade was overturned. But there were people then and now that are saying, we're not gonna accept this, right? We're not just going to let the Supreme Court violate folks' rights. We're going to fight to try and figure out what we can do to get them the support that they need. So from abortion funds continuing to do their work to try and get people to be able to travel out of state to get abortions, to folks working with lawyers to try and help people get access to legal support if they face criminalization for their pregnancy outcomes, whether that's miscarriage or abortion. And so we just really felt like it was important to showcase the work of folks that oftentimes can get hidden, especially when you have these major shocks to our system, right? When everybody can be focusing on all of the different moving parts, it can be hard to see the stuff that's going on behind the scenes, where you have people doing the day in and day out work to protect people that can sometimes get lost in the shuffle or just not even be known. And so we wanted to showcase the work of so many folks that are brave and committed and courageous in just so many ways that are out there fighting every single day, whether or not people know it or realize that that's what they're doing.
Talk about the stories and talk about the kind of profiles in courage. Because I don't think, you know, what's funny is that we now, right, 8 years after Donald Trump, talk about political violence in this country in a different way since January 6th. But folks also need to remember that, one, America has always been a wildly violent place, particularly for Black Americans at the hands of white domestic terrorists. But abortion clinics used to be in the news because of being bombed, right? Abortion providers, there are a number that were killed and or shot at, right, for providing abortion. So talk to us about, because when we say profiles in courage, it's like, oh yeah, you're doing a great job. It's like, no, this job of providing reproductive care, abortion care, providing information is actually dangerous inside the United States.
Absolutely. And we have so many different, like you're saying, profiles of courage from people that are doing this work. So I immediately think about the work of the Emma Goldman Clinic in Iowa. We talk with Francine Thompson in the book. And we talk about the work that clinic has been doing, especially as they face all kinds of different legal restrictions, new restrictions on abortion in the state, and how their staff has responded to that, right? From trying to make sure that they remain steadfast in the work that they're doing, right? Committed to patients that are coming in, that are facing all kinds of hardships, that are facing confusion about what's available to them, what they can do, what they can't do, where they might need to go to get services. And so you have clinics like the Emma Goldman Clinic that even amid the different restrictions that are being passed that make their work harder and harder to do, they stay steady doing the work and trying to figure out how they can pivot, what they can do instead to try and make sure people get the care that they need, especially when we think about the Dobbs decision in the context of the pandemic, right? And all of the different stuff that was coming down and affecting people's lives. So I think about the Emma Goldman Clinic and the abortion, the folks doing abortion care there. I think about abortion doulas. So we have Cynthia Gutierrez in our book that talks about her work as an abortion doula, which some people may not even know about, right? The work of folks that are providing support for patients as they're thinking about their abortions, as they're trying to get access to abortions, as they're going through their abortions, and then after they have an abortion, right? If they need additional support there. And so you have folks that are both agitating within care facilities and within clinics, and you also have folks that are everyday people just trying to make sure that they can provide support to those people who need it. We also have profiles from folks that are, I think about if, when, how, that are really working to develop legal funds so that people that are facing criminalization and have to deal with all kind, you know, they have to think about how they can pay for a lawyer. They have to think about, some people have to think about bail, right? Having funds available for people, kind of anticipating that when this criminalization happens, people are going to need to make sure that they have as much support as possible as they navigate things that they may have no idea about how to navigate. And so you have so many people from the education domain, the healthcare domain, like I said, just regular people, everyday people. You have professors, right? You have people, you have nurses, doctors. There's so many people in the book that talk about the different ways that all of us can be involved in the fight for abortion care and abortion rights, regardless of whether or not we're directly involved in providing abortion care in terms of being a healthcare provider, whether or not we are involved in work with the government, right? Everybody can have a role to play, and they provide just a number of examples to show us what that can look like.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this.
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. Directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R. Under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
It's extraordinary because I think that where I am, you know, and where some people sit, which is in these tentatively blue states, right, where they feel as if, well, you know, we're protected here. And well, why don't these people that need care just go to where care is available? And I want you to be able to speak to, one, the resources, just as you were naming out, that are required, right, in order to get to these states, but then also the potential criminal investigation that they can be under once they return. Like, what is it that, Crystal, that people on the coast who, frankly, are only as safe as who is sitting in the White House right now need to understand about what has transpired since the fall of Roe?
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest things to keep in mind is the effect of both misinformation and disinformation on how people experience the, as we talked about before, the patchwork of abortion care in the United States. And when it comes to thinking about who this fight pertains to and who's involved, I think it's important to recognize that because of all of these different changes that have been taking place state by state, and because of the rampant campaigns to misinform people, it can be hard for folks to understand what are their rights, right? What will happen to them if they travel out of state to get an abortion? How could that differ by states? What is the information that might be collected on them that they may or may not even recognize as being collected from them? And so I think when we talk about the resources that it takes to get an abortion. I think obviously people have to have money if they have to travel out of state to get an abortion. But I think it's all, we also have to think about information as a resource and the importance of just knowing what's going on a day-to-day basis and how that can change. And so when I am, me and my co-editor, Ricky Solinger, are thinking about this issue, we're thinking about the resources that involve the finances, whether when you have to travel to get an abortion, mm-hmm. we're thinking about the resources that might involve childcare, right? Many people that get abortions are already parents. And so if they have to travel to get an abortion, who's going to be around to take care of their children? Sometimes, you know, people are having to travel for hours and hours. They might have overnight trips, right? So that you have costs of hotel, you know, hotel stays, gas, flights, right? There's all of these things that start to add up when it comes to just quote unquote, just trying to travel to get an abortion. And I think that though, even as we know that different companies, you know, said that they were going to provide travel for abortion care, right? We also know that in the aftermath of some of those promises, people didn't necessarily deliver on the things that they said that they were going to. And even though that's the case, I think that's why it's so important that you have the work of abortion funds and reproductive justice organizations, right, who have long been committed to folks in their community who are striving to provide that access to people, whether that's access to information, access to resources, right, funds to be able to get them to where they need to be. There are people that are continuing to do the hard work of providing the access, the different resources that people need to get access to abortion. And those grow every day.
You know, before the fall of Roe, so many women and people with uteruses in these red states only had but one abortion clinic, if any, right, in an entire state. So even before the fall of Roe, what we had seen over the last, you know, 49 plus years or whatever it was, is a chipping away, right, at access and ability. And, you know, for those who know as well that, you know, the Hyde Amendment, which denied women the ability to use, right, like federal funds and resources that you would receive, Medicaid and the like, to get an abortion, right, were not allowed. And so there were already all of these restrictions. And from my question for you, Crystal, is then now that it's gone, how do you get it back? Right? Like your book is about, you know, fighting back. And we've seen the marches, right? We've seen women politicians and others speak out against this where, you know, we saw it just recently in the State of the Union where Biden is, you know, making it a front issue of his campaign. But how do we actually get it back? And do you think that we will in our lifetime?
The book gives me a lot of hope that we will get it back. I think that a key component of that is to refuse to make concessions around abortion. I think that some of this, some of the issues that we continue to face are in part a consequence of not having enough pushback to the kinds of things that were being done to chip away at abortion access. So when we're talking about restrictions on when into a pregnancy people can get an abortion and people being okay with saying, okay, well, let's allow people to keep saying we can set this limit versus saying people need access to abortion and we need to fight restrictions that are preventing them from receiving that access to abortion. And I think one of the things that is just so heartening for me about reproductive justice as a framework and as a movement is a recognition that the courts have long failed to uphold the rights, protect the rights of marginalized folks in the United States. And not only have they failed to do that, as we see with Dobbs, and Dobbs is just one example of the many ways that the courts have actively sought to violate the rights of folks that are marginalized. And so with reproductive justice, one of my biggest takeaways is the importance of continuing to use and deploy the things that we can do in all kinds of domains as activists to fight for things, because I don't think that any change is going to come from folks just acknowledging that things are hard and that things are continuing to be hard and feeling like there's nothing that we can do. I think that change always comes about by people fighting to demonstrate that they're not okay with the way that things are going, that they're not just going to quietly accept the violation of people's rights. And I think that as we see the different effects of what's been happening with Dobbs, I think that you also see we already had a lot of support for abortion before the Dobbs decision came down. I think when you see the horrible consequences that Dobbs has wrought for so many people across the United States, I think that you also see more visible activism around it. It was always there, but I think that you have more people who didn't feel like this was necessarily their fight joining the fight and saying this is important for all of us, even if people don't feel like they are going to need an abortion or that they would have an abortion, to recognize that this is assault on people's freedoms generally, an assault on their reproductive freedom specifically, but an assault on people's freedoms generally that people need to actively agitate against. And I believe that it is that agitation that can show political leaders that their constituents are going to hold them accountable for protecting abortion rights as a fundamental human right that people have in the United States, whether or not the Dobbs decision did what I believe and we know the court should have done to protect people.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this,
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You know, I wonder, my last question for you is, as we move into November and the stakes on so many levels and so many issue areas could not be higher, what would be the one message that you would want the Democrats to relay to women and people with uteruses if, in fact, Donald Trump were to become president again?
I would say a key thing that needs to be relayed is that we cannot allow that to happen. We have to fight to make sure that doesn't happen. We need to make sure that we loudly proclaim the importance of people having access to abortion as a right, the importance of making sure that we undo the damage that has been done by the Dobbs decision, and the role that everyone has to play in trying to make that happen. Obviously, we know that people's voting rights are continuously being encroached upon in the United States. And we also know that the courts have failed to uphold people's rights. But I think that as part of citizens of the United States, we can all have a role to play by doing our part to try and make sure that this doesn't happen, because we've seen the consequences of it happening. We've seen the consequences of not having leaders in power that respect and uphold and value not only abortion rights, but the very lives of women and people that have uteruses. And I think the message that needs to be communicated is we can't allow it to happen if we believe in supporting people's freedoms and upholding people's freedom.
Folks, the book is Fighting Mad, Resisting the End of Roe v. Wade. And I just have to tell you, Krystal Littlejohn, I'm so grateful for the work that you do. I'm so grateful for this book that you have written and that you made the time to share it with us on Woke AF. Really appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
That is it for me today, dear friends, on Woke AF. As always, power to the people and to all the people power. Get woke and stay woke as fuck.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.